Amen. Thank God for bringing us back once again. We are at message number 7. The spiritual man's armor. Why are we speaking about the spiritual man's armor? Because we see, we observe, right, that he is in a battlefield. He is in a state of warfare. And how does he defend himself in this, protect himself and wage a good warfare and be victorious? The text before us is Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, 10 to 18. We shall read and we shall be taking only up to verse 15 for this section. Ephesians chapter 6. Let us read together. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. What is the armor of God? Romans chapter 13 and verse 14 tells us, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. What the believer need to do is to crucify the self and the flesh daily, moment by moment, and then you are to put on Christ. Jesus himself is our armor. He is our belt of truth. How do we know the truth? By coming to Jesus Christ. That's why if you were to look in the distortions of the Christian faith, the attack would inadvertently be upon the person of Jesus Christ. And unless we would hold high, exalt the name of Christ, we will have no victory. But when the name of Christ is exalted, the name of Christ is magnified. The name of Christ is held up for who he is, as he revealed to us in his word. We have life. We have overcoming life. God gives us the strength. John 14:6.
Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. How do you find God? Through Jesus Christ. He is the truth. He is the beginning of understanding. This is the mystery of godliness that we have spoken about since the beginning of our message. This is the beginning of wisdom. To know Jesus Christ. That He is the Creator. He was there right at the beginning of no beginnings. In the Godhead. And He was manifested in the flesh for us. He is our armor. And that's why when you are in temptation, what do? You pray and you call out to the Lord for help. He is our breastplate of righteousness. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For He hath made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. How do you receive righteousness? The righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ. The man who was crucified on the cross at Calvary. And we need to put on that righteousness that Christ gives to us. He is the gospel of peace by which we stand on. Ephesians 2:13-14. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who are sometimes far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For He is our peace, who hath made peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Jesus Christ hath broken the power of sin in our lives. And He is the one that gives to us that peace. So we are to take hold of our Lord daily for strength. And so after saying all these things, Ephesians 6:10, the Apostle Paul said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. He says that you are to become strong. You are to grow and take on the power, the strength of God in your life. And hear the word there. Is in the imperative. A command. And yet, it is also in the passive voice. Meaning that the action by which we can be strong is not in ourselves. God has to give it to us. Spirit of God has to endow us. Be strong in the Lord in the power of His might. Meaning, Depend on the Lord. Cling on to Him. Hold on to Him for strength.
Moses was a prince in Egypt for 40 years. He learned all the wisdom that the world can offer. 40 years. He was prince, and he could have been made the next Pharaoh. But the Bible tells us that he saw the riches of Christ more valuable. He says this wisdom is no good. What did this wisdom cause him to do? Take up the sword and kill an Egyptian man, right? And then he had to run for his life. 40 years he was left in obscurity. 40 years, the Lord took him out. What was the Lord doing? The Lord was preparing the man so that he may be emptied of himself. Unless the self is taken out of us, it's crucified, the flesh is crucified, we cannot be useful for the Lord. But in the last 40 years of his life, how did God use him? Well, God gave him a rod, the rod of God. And when he placed it on the Red Sea, the Egyptian armies were chasing him. What happened? The Red Sea parted. Where did that power come from? That power came from the Lord. Be strong in the power of His might. God will do battle for you. You don't fight on your own strength. God will fight on your behalf. And this was the life of God's people. When Christ was on earth, what was he doing? He was fulfilling the will of the Father every step of the way. As a man, he experienced all the weakness of humanness. But you would see there is that dependence. Right? The scripture would say every time he has done something, he would retreat. And then he would go somewhere alone to pray. Be strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. When they were in the wilderness, what did God give them? A pillar of cloud by day, a fire by night. God took care of them. Be strong in the power of His might. Under the care of God. God rained manna. That is why, you know, when our Lord was on earth, He taught us the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer encompasses all that you would need to be strong in the power of His might. What do you do? Well, daily you ask Him for your daily bread. Do you do that? You ask Him to protect you from the attack of the evil one and lead you not into temptation. Do you ask Him to help you to forgive the offenses that is done on you? Help you to see His will, His kingdom. Finally, He says, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. Why do you need to be strong? Because that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Have you experienced spiritual conflict in your life? Men and women who are not walking close to the Lord, they don't experience any spiritual conflict. But those who seek to walk with God, the profile of the spiritual man, you would experience the conflict. What does it say here? That ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You need to put on the protection that God has for you to protect you. That ye may be able to stand. And He says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. This battle that we rage, that we wage, that is being waged, is a battle in the spiritual realm. Things unseen. And here, Paul speaks about the wiles, the scheming craftiness of the devil. And you notice here, in our text, the emphasis that ye may be able to stand. For we wrestle not against principalities against flesh and blood. We wrestle not against physical enemies, but spiritual enemies. That's why whenever you have someone worshipping idols, it is not just idols per se. We are speaking about the dark evil forces, Satan and his demons, that binds the heart of men. Very scary, isn't it? Remember when Jesus was upon earth, He came to this place near the cemetery and He saw a man who was possessed with the devil. And it was said that he had many demons within him. He was called Legion. And what did Jesus do? Jesus said, get up. And the Legion said, what have I to do with you, Son of the living God? Afraid. And the demon was cast out. We are speaking about spiritual forces. 5,000 pigs. The demons went into them and they rampaged down the cliff and died. You know, the pigs are not herd animals. They are not like the sheep. They don't move together. You know, they are all individual. But they all rampaged together headlong down the cliff. The fleeing evil forces. God wants to bring you to heaven. But there is a force, a counter force, evil force, not flesh and blood, spiritual beings that are invisible to us, real spiritual beings, led by Satan. He's called the adversary. He's called the accuser. He's called the slanderer. He's called the destroyer. He's called the serpent. He's called the murderer. He's called the liar. He's called the father of lies. And he will come and he will accuse God's people. And the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? Who is Job? Job is a man who feared God and eschewed evil. Fear God and hate evil. Live an upright life. Man of integrity. Prime target. Why did God allow his servant Job to be tried? To prove him that he is a spiritual man. You know, when we are in heaven, no more trials. But here on earth, you will be tried. Because here on earth, sin, the devil, is given free rein. It's a battlefield, it's a battleground. Every day you go to school. Every day you go to work. In your home is a battleground. How can you protect yourself? Well, here we said that we are up against spiritual forces, spiritual wickedness that is controlling this world. Great forces. Forces that is beyond us. And we cannot fight this battle. Only the Lord will fight for us. The Lord has to fight for us. That's why it is said that we are to be strong in the Lord. in the power of his might. The psalmist David understood what is spiritual warfare. The devil will come and put fear in your heart, cause your faith to become weak. And unless we cling on to the Lord for our life, we are not going to win this battle. God's power is not going to flow through us. So he says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. If I have the Lord with me, then I have strength. What does it mean here? We have to seek the Lord for who he is. Surrender ourselves to him. And plead for his presence in our life. And wait for his power. Read Psalm 27. This is what you would see. How can you be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might? You have to surrender yourselves to the Lord. He will be the one that would cause you not to fear when you have the enemy before you. You remember when David was faced in the battle with the Philistine giant? What did he say? Thou comest to me with a sword and a spear and a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. God will fight for you. This is a battle that we cannot wage on our own. And we have to be protected. When you have the Lord with you, when you plead the Lord's presence, and you wait the Lord's power, that's why spiritual life begins with the anointing, the filling of the Spirit of God. When you read the Word of God, when you meditate upon the Word of God, when you imbibe the Word of God in your hearts, that's where you have power. How did Jesus fought off Satan? Through the Word. And God will give you the wisdom how to wage this warfare, how to fight this battle. And so, we are up against a formidable foe. Wherefore, verse 13 says, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand. The word withstand means to stand against, to stand your ground. In the evil day, having done all, to still stand. How can you continue to stand . You have to have the Lord with you. You have to surrender your life to Him. You have to give everything over to Him. You cannot leave anything. Because anything that you would withhold from the Lord, the devil will know, and the devil will use it against you. You have to have a total surrender to God. The flesh has to be crucified. They say it's not easy. Huh? Yeah. Not by our own strength. And so, here, verse 14 says, stand therefore, and the phrase there means that you are not standing yet. In fact, you are retreating. He tells you, stand! How can you stand? How can you withstand in a battle? And we said, in the evil day. And we are really in an evil day. The days of Sodom are upon us. And it will come very quickly. Especially our young ones, the young ones who are here today. You must take heed. Because the battle will be yours. May not be as much for us, in the sense that as we draw closer to the day of the Lord's coming, the contention from the devil, the rage of the devil, will become so great, so overwhelming, unless you would fully give yourself over to the Lord, you're going to fall. So we must not live as a spiritual baby, but strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age. Those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Your senses must be heightened so that you know good and evil. Very clear. No gray area. Strong meat. You need to partake out of God's word. If you are not strong, a non-Christian girl can come along, like Samson with Delilah. Very good, very attractive. Before you know it, that was how the kingdom of Solomon fell. The Bible says that his heart was no longer perfect. Why was it not perfect? Because his affection for the Lord was compromised by these wives that he married. which the Lord categorically warned him against. The belt. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. The loins are the lower parts of the waist and the legs. We are supposed to gird our loins with truth, with the Word of God. And the truth is the Bible. We are to stand. Stand for the Word. I gave you this chart that tells us why we continue to hold on to this Bible that we hold on to. Because it contains all the words that God has for us to learn to protect us, and therefore we are, as a good soldier, to gird ourselves with the truth. You know, the Roman soldier, they have a part of their rope that comes in the way in a battle. And they have to make sure that when they go for battle, before they go for battle, they have to be battle ready. And so whatever loose cloth that is around them, they have to tuck it up. Having your loins. Right. What is the loins? The loins is the lower part of the body, the waist and the legs. To gird up your loins means to be ready for action. To have the truth of God and His Word with you. I've printed for you the memory verse that we have begun studying from the beginning of the year. The truth that is hid in your heart will give you the power and the strength to fight the battle. What does it mean? You know, children learn to play the piano. When they begin to learn to play, so tough, right? To master the skill of learn the technique. But if they have learned the technique, then they would be able to enjoy the use of it to their delight. The Word of God given to us. Take time to learn as hid treasure. Take time to study. Take time to plow through. And there is that time of preparation that you'll be strengthened with the truth. The Bible that we use is against a whole proliferation of modern versions of the Bible, whereby the Word of God is diluted. 9,900 words missing in the New Testament. And if you have one of those modern versions, you don't have all the purity of God's Word. That's the danger for you.
I know of someone who sat in a committee to change the Bible 30 years ago, 35 years ago. And today he says, I regret sitting there making that decision to replace the King James Bible. It's never the same again. And having on the breastplate of righteousness, the breastplate covers the heart, the lungs. It protects us in front and the back. How do we get this righteousness? By faith. Being justified by faith. We have peace with God through Jesus Christ. That we are able to stand firm. This righteousness that God gives to us protects us, protects our heart from being overtaken, the vital organs of our body. Right? Without the protection, the spear goes in. Straight away, the man is dead. But when you are protected, the darts of the devil can come, but it will be deflected off. That righteousness that God gives to us to know who you are. That you are a protected person. That you will not be overtaken by sudden fear. You know where you stand. You know you're standing before God. And you are able to gird yourself such that you stand strong in the faith. In the midst of battle, the enemy is raging strong. There is a calmness in the heart of God's people. He knows that he's protected. Remember, Hezekiah the king was surrounded by the Assyrian army. Jerusalem was to be overtaken. What did Hezekiah do? Well, he prayed to the Lord. He opened up the matter to the Lord. And in the power of the mighty army of God, just one angel killed 185,000 Assyrian soldiers in one night. One man with God is majority. Martin Luther said, "The just shall live by faith." He has learned how to stand even when the knife is pointed, the gun is pointed at him. You know, there was a president in Uganda who was at knife gunpoint. 10 men at gunpoint wanted to assassinate and kill him. He was a Christian. Prayed, sought the Lord. Shared the gospel. The men were converted.
talk about the power of his might. We shall cover the rest later. Let us pray. Father, we want to thank thee for thy mercy. Thank thee for thy presence with us to show us that we are indeed not in friendly territory. Help us to see with spiritual eyes and help us to seek ourselves to be surrendered to thee, to plead thy presence, to wait thy power, so that we may indeed be able to live this spiritual man's life for thy own honor and glory. This I pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen.